More so, or?
What would you say? Would you say more so, or?
Or a lot more loving, yeah.
And your brother's son is your?
Brother's son is my nephew.
And a child has lost his father's mother, is her?
Orphan.
Where do they live?
Well, with foster parents, or with relatives, or in an orphan's home.
And the person who might look after an orphan would be its legal?
Guardian.
And if a woman, like, gives a party, you know, and she invites all the people who are related to her, you say she asks all?
The relatives. I wouldn't say relations at all, or kinfolk. Maybe kinfolk more than relations.
Well, if I said, well, now, I talked to Ms. and y'all related, you might say, well, we have the same family name, and she does look a bit like me, but actually,
we're no kin.
And what do you call a person who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before? He's a...
stranger.
Would it make any difference how far he came from?
I doubt it.
What about if he's from Europe?
Oh, we might say he's a foreigner. We also say transient. Some too, if we think they are.
Well, would I be a transient because I'm only here for 2 weeks?
Yes.
And there's a common girl's name that begins with M.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And do you know a nickname for Helen begins with an N?
Helen. Would that be Nellie? I don't know. I don't believe we use that here.
And the nickname for William begins with B.
Bill.
Or?
Billy.
And the first of the four Gospels was written by?
Matthew.
And what do you call a woman who conducts school?
Teacher.
Any old-fashioned terms there?
School mom, I guess.
And if, you know, that chicken thing where they keep the mother and the babies?
The nest?
Or the little box, you know, with a place for them to come in and out.
Oh, the coop.
Is there a family name that sounds a little like that?
A family name that sounds like coop?
James Fenimore.
Oh, Cooper.
And his wife would be?
Mrs. Cooper.
And how would you say it? Would you stress that differently in different situations?
And you mean when I say Ms.? Yes, I might. Not intentionally, because I try to say Mrs. Jones and not Ms., but I'm sure I do say it. And very many people do say M-I-Z.
So how would you say it?
Miss Jones.
Or
Mrs. Jones.
Or the Cooper.
Mrs. Cooper.
Or?
Miss Cooper.
And... you know, if there was a preacher here who really wasn't very trained and didn't have a regular pulpit, but he preaches, you know, Sunday here and there whenever he could, but he makes his living doing something else, he'd be a what kind of preacher?
Itinerant preacher.
Well, would you ever speak of him as being, like, what about a carpenter? You might get a bill of chicken coop or something, but nothing complex. He'd be a what kind of carpenter? A jack.
Oh, jackleg, yeah. Jackleg preacher, yes, you might call him that.
And would you speak of a jackleg lawyer?
I don't think so.
What about a jackleg teacher?
No.
Or a governor?
Mm-mm.
Or a doctor?
No.
And what relation is my mother's sister to me?
She's your aunt.
And, you know, there's a girl that begins with S. You know, Sally's a nickname for it.
Sarah.
And do you have any uncles?
Yes.
What are their names?
Well, they're dead now, but they were named Robert, Everett, and Doyle.
So what'd you call them?
Uncle. Uncle Doyle. Uncle.